Hello, and welcome to Viewpoints, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete.
On today's show, we'll be talking about reading, starting with radio reading services like Reach Out Radio, and then talking about the NFB Newsline service, which also provides access to magazines and newspapers. And then we'll be talking about how you can read DAISY format documents on a PC or mobile device. But first, to our tip of the week. This week's tip is read to each other. It's really good for bonding, and not just with kids. Everybody loves reading bedtime stories to children, and the children love it too, which is one of the things that makes it so gratifying. But there are lots of other situations when it's desirable and appropriate to be reading to somebody else. So we've talked in prior shows about Pete having a lot of operations when he was a kid, and at an age where he was too old usually to want to be read to, but he was stuck with blinders on, so he couldn't see anything.
Well, they used to keep me in the hospital sometimes a week or two after these surgeries, and usually with patches on, and you couldn't use your eyes and things like that. So my dad used to come into the hospital and read to me. Actually, it was mostly when I was younger, and he'd be reading Superman comics to me, and The Flash, and Batman, and it was great. I mean, it really helped pass the time, and it was a nice bonding experience between my dad and me.
So another situation, we have these friends, and she has intermittent eye problems, and possibly as a result of that, although possibly not, they've developed a tradition where after they crawl into bed and they've got their heads on the pillows, he reads to her at night. Now, these people are almost 70, so neither one of them's a kid. And they both really, really enjoy this. And of course, she sometimes dozes off as he's reading, and without breaking stride, he'll just keep going and say, gee, I wonder if Jean is still listening to this. And if she says anything, he'll keep reading. And if she doesn't, and he's getting tired, he'll just quietly put the book away and turn the lights out.
Funny thing, I remember the opposite happening when we used to read to the kids when they were younger. We'd all of a sudden stop reading because we fell asleep, and the kids would look up and say, Mom, Dad, are you still awake?
What happens next? Keep reading.
Right.
And then as an omen, you know, we were preparing this show and we were listening to NPR this weekend, and they had an article about some interesting programs they have at a library in a jail. And as part of that program, they were talking about having the inmates read to their children and how good that is.
One of Glenore Shirley's most successful innovations has been a program where the men read to their children on visiting day. Here's inmate Eddie Connolly.
Well, I thought that was like a wonderful program in terms of bringing prisoners, their family, and their children together, and it created a bonding in which they carried on. They actually went to the telephones once, twice a week and talked to the children about the books and that kind of stuff, you know, and it actually changed a lot of prisoners' lives, because the one thing that happens in all too many cases is that we only get to see our children in the visiting room, in my case, grandchildren.
You know, I do have a bit of advice for people who are being read to. Although it's nice to sit in a nice comfy chair or lie in a bed, if you get too comfy, it makes it too easy to fall asleep. So sometimes if I'm lying in bed, I'll find it very hard to stay awake reading. But if you sit in a chair, it makes it a little bit easier.
Well, all I know is those digital books make a lot less noise when he falls asleep. With the tapes, I used to hear him sound asleep. He'd be snoring and I'd hear the tape going shh, 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 shh.
At the end of the reel.
Turning now to our low-tech item, we'll be talking about radio reading services. Many of our listeners know a lot about radio reading services because they're using one to listen to this show and other shows. However, some people listening to this show are actually listening to the podcast and may not know so much about radio reading services. So, of course, where do we go for our first source of information? Wikipedia. which defines a radio reading service as a service provided by many different universities, community groups, and public radio stations, where a narrator reads books, newspapers, and magazines aloud for the benefit of the blind and vision impaired. Actually, it's for anybody with a print impairment. It doesn't need to be eye-related. It is most often carried on a subcarrier with radio receivers permanently tuned to a given station in that area. Some reading services use alternative methods for reaching their audiences, including broadcasting over SAP, streaming internet radio, cable TV, or even terrestrial TV. The International Association of Audio Information Services serves as the primary member organization for radio reading services and has member services or has consulted with and assisted local organizations in at least a dozen countries. Most AI organizations offer their services at no cost to the listener and require certification that the potential listener is unable to use normal printed material. So where do they get all of these readers from? Well, I have no idea where they come from, but they show up at WXXI or some other radio reading service and say, hey, can I read over the air to the people who are print impaired? I'd love to try that.
Sort of like you did.
Sort of like I did. And then we get auditioned. And, you know, the audition is an interesting thing. I was a little miffed at having to get auditioned. But, you know, it's a good thing that they don't accept just anybody, because if somebody's reading for a half an hour to somebody who really wants to understand what's going on, they ought to be doing a good job. And the audition was kind of interesting. I had to read a couple of articles, and then there was this list of vocabulary words. Holy smokes. And these are commonly mispronounced words. And they wanted to make sure that I was going to pronounce all of these commonly mispronounced words correctly. And then there was a list of names in the news, and they wanted to make sure that I was going to pronounce them correctly. Because if you're reading an article about somebody in the news, Gaddafi, for example, and you botch the name, then nobody knows who you're talking about. It can be very confusing.
I think what you found the hardest was doing some of the sports things, because you're not a real sports fan, so these were all new names to you, and you don't generally hear them on the radio or anyplace else.
I botched a lot of names of sporting figures. But even if you don't become a reader, there are always lots of other volunteer opportunities, and your local NPR station, I'm sure, will be glad to tell you what these volunteer opportunities are.
And maybe you can tell the people where they can apply to get one of the special radios for listening to these Reach Out Radio programs.
Well, our local radio reading service is Reach Out Radio, and you go to the same place we tell you to go at the end of every show. WXXI.org/reachout, or call area code 585-258-0333. However, if you don't happen to live in the Rochester, New York area, you can go to the international organization, and their web address is www.iaais.org, and that is short for the International Association of Audio Information Services. So IAAIS.org, or their phone number is 800-280-5325. And that's an international organization. So, you know, even if you're on some other side of the planet, you can go to them and find a radio reading service near you. I visited the Reach Out Radio website just to see what all information is on there, and there's a description of the radio reading services, who's eligible for it, how you can apply, and there's a link you can click and get the application. There's a link you can click to ask to be a volunteer. The schedules are there, and guess what? They've got links to all the podcasts.
You are listening to Viewpoints.
This week's focus topic is about a particular source of accessible reading material, NFB Newsline, a free audio newspaper service for the blind and visually impaired, from the National Federation of the Blind in Baltimore, Maryland. Now, if you want to reach them, you can go to www.nfb for National Federation of the Blind.org, Or if you want a direct link to the NFB Newsline service, it's at www.nfb.org/nfb/newspapers_by_phone.asp. And their number is area code 866-504-7300.
If that web address is a little long for some folks, what you might also do is just go to www.nfb.org, and there are links on that page to the NFB Newsline. Or otherwise, as I'm always saying, do a Google search for NFB Newsline, and you'll find it right away.
So having searched and gotten to the NFB Newsline page, they actually have a really nice demo of how this service works. Don't worry if you're having some trouble understanding the synthesized voice. This was done a few years ago. The voices have improved, and there are options for making it clearer for you. The other thing you'll notice is that since this demo is a few years old, the news clips are a little bit out of date.
NFB Newsline, the great source for newspapers, magazines, and TV listings. Newspapers and magazines are the best source of in-depth news and analyses, and they are an unparalleled source of local and community information. During the week, I like to keep up on national and business news. On Friday, I check the weekend guide, and on Sunday, I enjoy sitting in my recliner with a cup of coffee reading the magazine section. But what does a blind or disabled person do? NFB Newsline, provided by the National Federation of the Blind, has solved this problem by making the power of newspapers available to the blind, the visually impaired, and other people with disabilities. If you can use a touch-tone phone, you can read the newspapers. The system will remember your identification codes after your first call. You have the option of setting up your favorites list, which allows easy access to the specific newspapers you want to read on a regular basis. NFB Newsline is the only news service that brings this breadth and depth of information to the blind and disabled community. Thousands of subscribers to NFB Newsline enjoy access to over 250 newspapers and magazines. The distinguished list of local and national newspapers includes the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Christian Science Monitor, the Chicago Tribune, Washington Post, USA Today, and many more. The magazines include all three AARP publications, The New Yorker, The Economist, and Diabetes Self-Management. Recent additions to the NFB Newsline are customized TV listings, UPI listings, plus hourly updates by the Associated Press nationally and in all 50 states. NFB Newsline puts all blind and visually impaired persons on a level playing field with their sighted peers. Just pick up your telephone any time of day or night. Our free service has changed everything about how the blind are meeting challenges as professionals, community leaders, students, teachers, and parents. You may even choose to have your newspapers sent electronically to your email address. Want to learn how it works? All you'll need to read the newspapers is a touch-tone telephone. Now let's call NFB Newsline to read about national, international, sports events, and check out TV listings to see what movies are on this weekend.
Welcome to NFB Newsline. NFB Newsline is provided by the National Federation of the Blind along with state sponsors.
Once you've signed into NFB Newsline, it is easy to find and read a specific newspaper. You can choose from a list of your local newspapers, a list of your favorite newspapers, or a complete list of every publication in the system. Let's check the national news in USA Today.
Democratic candidates clash over votes on war funds. By Richard Wolf and Mark Nemeth. Global trouble spots dominate second debate. Immigration, healthcare contentious issues.
I've stored the New York Times in my list of favorite newspapers. Let's check the international page for world news.
New analysis Bush climate plan. Amid maze, some maybes by Andrew C. Revkin. President Bush's shift last week toward cutting worldwide emissions linked to global warming was greeted with widespread skepticism. But mixed in with the doubts was a substantial dose of support, albeit conditional.
Next, let's see how my team is doing by checking the sports page.
Coming up short, 10 of the Orioles' past 11 losses have been by 2 runs or fewer. Only 2 of their past 9 victories have been by 1 or 2 runs. A look at the Orioles' past 11 setbacks.
What's on TV? You can find out what's playing in your area through this customized service, which requires only your zip code, source of television, and time zone to set up. Once you're in, you can set up your favorite channels, as well as jump around to any channel, time, or date up to 2 weeks ahead. Let's see what movies are on my favorite channel tonight.
Channel 32, FX Networks Inc. On June 4, 2007, starting at 7:30 p.m. is the Italian Job. A master thief and his crew plan to steal back a fortune in gold bullion after they lose it to a double-crossing gang member. Duration 2 hours 30 minutes.
I wonder what meetings or events are happening at the library.
Technology/user group meeting scheduled for June 9. Technology user group, TUG, where? LBPH 415 Park Avenue, Baltimore, when? Saturday, June 9th from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Topic: demonstration of LBPH's new online book ordering service and adaptive workstations.
As you can see, it's easy to skip around through articles and newspapers to find information on all sorts of events and activities using NFB Newsline. It's available to subscribers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just imagine what you can learn about your particular areas of interest, as well as community-related events that serve the blindness community, and all with one telephone call. And best of all, this powerful information resource is available absolutely free. Let's listen to hear what some folks have to say about NFB Newsline in their own words.
What I mostly like about Newsline is my ability to read it by myself. I can pick up the phone, dial the number, and read it when I want to. I don't have to depend on readers or anybody else. I can read the newspapers and the magazines I like when I want to. I think it's quite a wonderful service.
So as he mentioned, I just want to remind you that these are toll-free numbers that you call to get the NFB Newsline. And there are also lots of local papers, national papers, magazines, and even the TV listings. What's really nice about this service is they made lots of different ways of accessing the service, so it's really kind of cool. The one way is that they described there was through the telephone, but if you don't want to do that, you can also get newspapers and magazines emailed to you on a daily basis. If you sign up, you can have either the full text of a newspaper mailed to you as an attachment, or if there are just certain sections of a newspaper that you'd like, or just certain kinds of articles, you can have them mailed to you directly in the text of an email, so it's easier to read. So this will just show up every day or whenever that particular newspaper or magazine comes out.
And apparently, if you get the entire publication, it doesn't just come as a text string. It actually comes in DAISY format, which gives you the capability to navigate way more easily through the document.
So you can set up your favorites in any of these systems for your particular magazines of interest or sections of magazines and newspapers of interest. The other way of getting this stuff is called NFB Newsline in your pocket. What they do here is they give you a program that you install on your PC, and after you set up your favorites to say which magazines you want to subscribe to, you run this program. And then you connect your portable reading device, like the Victor Reader Stream or the Bookport or something like that, and this will automatically download the recent issues of the magazines and newspapers directly onto your reading device. So that's pretty cool. I mean, I do that a lot with Science News, the New York Times, and I just connect my Bookport, which is the reading device that I have, run this program. I hit some hotkey like Control C, and it just automatically runs in the background. When it's done, it tells me. I disconnect the Bookport, and voila, all my magazines are on the Bookport ready to be read. And they're always inventing new services. So another way they have of doing this is called the Podable News, P-O-D-A-B-L-E News. So it's sort of like a podcast. So what you do here is you get on the web or through their phone service, and you sort of build your own newspaper or magazine with the sections and types of newspapers and magazines that you want. You download this program from NFB onto your computer. And then when you run this program, it aggregates all the particular magazines and sections of newspapers that you wanted. It puts them in an MP3 file that you can listen to on any MP3 player or in Windows Media Player. And the MP3 file isn't a person reading audio, but it's the text-to-speech voice that you heard in that demonstration earlier on. You can set your speed, you can set the type of speech synthesizer, and different attributes of that when you get into their system. And the final method that they have of accessing this materials is through something called KeyStream. This is in beta right now, but you can actually try it out, and it'll be a fully functioning program pretty soon. And this is supposed to be similar to the telephone access method, but it runs on your computer. And again, there's a particular program that you download from NFB to put on your computer, and then you can read things that way. So there are lots of magazines, and you want to take advantage of some of these things. They're really cool.
And whatever topic you're interested in, there's a magazine that they carry that's relevant to your particular interest. And apparently, you can even get a lot of these NFB magazines and newspapers available through Bookshare. So there's another way to get at it.
Yes, they partnered with Bookshare a few years ago, and everything that's available through NFB is now also available on Bookshare through their newspapers and magazines section if you go to the Bookshare site.
And not surprisingly, all of these websites that we've been telling you about, they're intended to be used by people who have screen readers or screen magnifiers. They're very well set up for that. Now for this week's high-tech item, reading DAISY format documents on a PC or mobile device. In some of our previous shows, we've discussed specialty devices such as the BookPort, NLS audio player, or Victor Reader Stream for listening to audio and text material, including DAISY format documents. But there are a number of options for reading this kind of material directly on your PC or even on a standard commercially available mobile device such as an iPod. There are several sources of free or low-cost programs and applications that you might want to know about if you use materials from organizations such as Bookshare or Learning Ally, which until recently was Recordings for the Blind and Dyslexic. So, Pete, can you first explain what a DAISY format document is? It's not a little flower.
True. So we talked a little bit about DAISY format in more detail in previous shows, but basically it's a format that has headings and section markers and page markers in there, depending on how many of these things the publisher or author of the DAISY document put in. And it allows you to easily navigate back and forth among these elements, put in place markers and bookmarks and things like that. DAISY can be either audio or a text format where you need a text-to-speech synthesizer to read it or a braille display, or it can be some combination. So this is another example of there are many ways to skin the cat. I mean, some people like to read things like I do directly on my BookPort or Victor Reader Stream or some kind of device like that. They can be kind of expensive, and maybe people don't like reading that. But if you want to read some of this on your PC, for example, if you're a member of Bookshare, you can download a free DAISY book reader from Bookshare.
And that web address is www.bookshare.org/readingtools, and that's all one word, readingtools.
What's neat about this, we actually had a friend use this. Remember a few years ago, there was a friend of ours who was involved in a bike accident, and although he could see well, he couldn't turn the pages of a book readily. So I advised him to sign up for Bookshare and download the free DAISY book reader. And with that, he had enough mobility that he could keep hitting the page down key on the computer, and he could actually see the books as he would read them on the screen, on the computer screen. The other advantage of having it on the computer, of course, in a text format like that, is that with most of these computers, we've talked about magnification software, or you can change the font size to make things bigger. So if you had some minimal vision and you just had trouble reading ordinary print in books, you could read the print this way and just make it larger. So you don't necessarily have to use the text-to-speech engines, which are more computerized like speech. You can read it just with your eyes if you have some vision. Bookshare also points you to, on their site, some applications that can be used on mobile devices. So I think from Code Factory makes some software that will run on either Symbian-type phones or Windows mobile phones. This will enable you to read DAISY formatted material on some of those phones.
And that product is called Mobile Speak, M-O-B-I-L-E space Speak, S-P-E-A-K, Mobile Speak from Code Factory. They also make a DAISY reader from DAISY Consortium available for Bookshare members. And if you're reading DAISY documents on an iPad, iPhone, iPod Touch, you know, some one of those Apple products, you can, for pretty cheap, it's only $20, purchase Read2Go, and that's R-E-A-D, and then the numeral 2-G-O. So Read2Go. And when you see it, if you're reading this with a screen reader and they tell you it's $1,999, that's not really true. It's $19.99.
So there are lots of different options for reading DAISY formatted books on PCs, mobile devices, many of these Apple devices and stuff like that. And you should just look around for them.
There's a Book Wizard Reader from the American Printing House for the Blind available at APH for AmericanPrintingHouse.org. And their phone number is 800-223-1839. And that's $39 if you download it and $49 if you have them send you a physical CD.
So that's not so bad. I think Learning Ally also has one available?
They do, and that would be at learningally.org or 800-221-4792. They have an audio application for Apple devices that's $19.99. But you need to get a license from Learning Ally to read their materials on other players.
Right. In fact, they have special licenses for different players. So if you have a Bookshare or Victor Reader Stream, you have to tell them you have one of those, and they'll send you a license, which is actually a software application that you run, and it makes your device so that it will read books from Learning Ally.
That's it for this week's show. Next week on Viewpoints, we'll be talking about telephones and alternatives to telephones. It turns out there's lots of ways of making a virtual phone call without actually using your telephone. But we'll be talking about buying a telephone and what kind of features might be handy and what kind of buttons to look for. Google Voice, which is a very powerful application from Google that enables you to talk to people all over the world. And then Skype, which we've talked about a little bit before, but in particular we'll be talking about how to use Skype with the specialty scripts for JAWS that have been written. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send us an email at reachout@wxxi.org or call us at 585-258-0333, and we will try to address your question in an upcoming program.
You've been listening to Viewpoints, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. This program was hosted by Nancy Goodman Torpey and Peter Torpey. We hope you'll join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show by going to our website at wxxi.org/reachout and clicking on the podcasts link. Thanks for listening to Viewpoints, and have a nice day.